Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. Happy Sunday. Welcome to the A New Day Show. This is your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I want to say welcome to today's segment on life issues. And today could not be a more fitting day to be hosting a segment which deals with life issues. I must tell you that today I am broadcasting out of Brooklyn, New York. I know all of you, my listeners, remember approximately 7 weeks ago when I came on the air and asked all of you, my listeners and supporters around the world, to pray for a very close family friend, Olivine Gale, and her daughter, Joel Tucker, who went missing. Well, although today is a day that I broadcast with a thankful heart, a day when I come to you and say thanks for all your prayers, a day when I can say thank God for the clarity and the closure that he has brought to us. I want to tell you that Joel was found. And, you know, we all prayed and we want her back safe. I'm telling you, it's very sad to say, but Joel went home to be with the Lord. Yesterday, her mother got the news that her body was found, and we are thankful that we partially have closure, but we are also so thankful about the God we serve, and we are not going to question about why, but we are going to celebrate the life that Joy live. And I know down the road you'll be blessed to hear some of her music on the show. But for those of you who are parents and caregivers, and you have young people or teenager, don't let a day go by without you let them know how much you appreciate and how much you love them. And I'm saying that because you might not get a second chance to tell them how much you love them. So I wanted to pass that on to you, my listeners, and I thank you for all your support during this time. I thank you for the email and the Facebook postings and everything. And just to know that I know that you were all there for us. So, again, I thank you. On a more upbeat and positive note, I am super excited about this segment today because you all know that on Sundays, the segment of the A New Day show deals with reinventing one's life, overcoming adversities, or any other empowering stories that one may have. And today, my distinguished, honored guest is a lady who is doing a phenomenal work to change our lives across the world, because after today's segment and conversation, the rest of the world will have access to this information that Ms. Linda Gold-Smith will be sharing with us. You often hear me mention about creating legacies, and one of the legacies that we need to create as a people is the legacy to preserve the quality of life that we live. We all know that this body we have is a temple, and we must treat it just like we treat our treasured position, our diamonds and our gold and everything. And, you know, seeing that this body we have, we cannot get spare parts for it, or even for those people who go on a list to get additional parts. It takes a time. It takes time, and it is a process. And Linda is going to be sharing with us some of the insights that will help us to support and maintain what we have. So, without any further delay, I want to take this opportunity to bring to you live and for you to learn some of what I have already learned from my distinguished, honored guest, Linda Gold-Smith. Linda, welcome to the A New Day show.
Thank you very much, Daphne. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. I must apologize. We were scheduled to be on last week, and something was happening between AT&T and I and my internet, and oh my heavens, what a challenge it was. I had no idea how I was totally dependent on the virtual part of what I do. And I was joking because I told my Facebook friends last week when AT&T eventually got me back up and running that I think I need to go find a therapist, because I realized how much I was dependent on this. And, you know, a lot of times we don't know how much we depend on something until we don't have it. So, needless to say, I'm excited that I'm back up and having it and that you're able to join us today, Linda. And thank you for understanding last week when I had to reschedule you at the last minute. Would you please tell the listeners who Linda Gold-Smith is. Talk a little bit about your beginning, your entry, your grand entry into this place we call Earth, this universe.
All right. Well, I was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and that's where I started my life. And that was with my mother and father that had been high school sweethearts from a town in Clinton, Michigan.
Oh, sweet.
And my dad was going to University of Michigan, and he graduated with three children. So they had their challenges bringing up a young family when they were very young themselves. And I have an older brother and a younger sister from the middle child. And my parents are in Rochester, New York, where I went to high school and college. And my brother's in Wisconsin, and my sister's in Atlanta. And
that's the beginning, huh?
That's the beginning.
Wonderful. I forgot to remind the listeners that they can call in whenever they get a desire to. And the number to call is 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And the chat room is up. And if you have a question and you're in the chat room, type it. And I will read it for Linda and for the rest of the world. And if you call in, I will take your call live. So, Wisconsin, Rochester. I must tell you, I love Rochester. My first time in Rochester was back in June. I was privy to attend a book launching for two of my friends, Colby Huberman and Jennifer Sertle. Colby is out of Israel, and Jennifer is out of Rochester. And they had their book launch, Strategic Leadership on the Soul, is the book that they both co-authored. And you have heard them both on this show here. They have become great friends of mine. And what an amazing city. I love Rochester. I love Rochester. So
yes, it's a wonderful town.
It is a wonderful town. It is a wonderful town. So Rochester, Michigan, Rochester, and now Connecticut.
I live many places in between.
In between, yes. But you talk about growing up, and what an amazing story for your parents. Mm-hmm. I always like when I hear about childhood sweethearts. You know, it is such a great feeling. And so your early days, we are going to get into the meat of why you are here. But let's talk about some of the entities that you were involved with. Or a matter of fact, you still do. Let's talk about some of the things you're passionate about and do right now.
Right now. All right. Well, I've been a professional graphic designer for 30 years. And I went to RIT, Rochester Institute of Technology, to study to do that. And graduated with a BFA in communication design.
Congratulations.
And I moved to Connecticut when I was 25 years old to work for a graphic design consulting firm.
Wow.
And I worked there for 13 years.
Wow.
And then I started my own business, and I've done that for about 15 years.
Good. So you're an entrepreneur. So I'm sure we will be hearing you back on the A New Day show on a Wednesday morning. Because today you're on talking about life issues, and on Wednesdays we deal with the education, information, and inspiration of entrepreneurs. So with a lady in business so long, I know you have a nugget or two that we will be able to put in our toolkit. So we look forward to that. Today's topic is not a sexy one. It's not a glamorous one. Because as I simply put it, we are going to talk about the advantages of maintaining a healthy gut. And I mean, people probably look at it and say, oh, what a tacky dialogue. But we got to get to basics. We got to get back to basics so we understand what we're all about. So I want you to lay the ground rule, Linda. How did you become so empowered and also extremely interested in the quality of the gut that each human being has?
Well, as you said, it's not a sexy subject at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great learning comes from when you need it most.
Ah.
And I was very sick, and my children were very sick. And I wondered why I was sick when I was the mother and I needed to take care of my children. Mm-hmm. And it's taken me like 6 years to figure out why. Mm-hmm. And it's because I could understand my children's illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't blame it on other things. I could gain an understanding of what the causes were.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
when people are sick at any time, the most important thing is to find out what the cause is.
Mm-hmm.
And that
mm-hmm.
when you go to the doctors, they're not going to be able to necessarily determine what that cause is. mm-hmm. because they focus more on the medications of how they think they can get you well.
Mm-hmm.
But the root cause to health is finding the cause. And we found that the cause was living in a moldy house for 7 years.
Mm.
And what that creates is a very sick gut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, God, I tell you, Linda, if we ended this show right on this note, people would have gotten enough information to turn their life around. And I just want to piggyback on something you said about doctors and doctors wanting to get us well. That is so true. But by the same token, doctors can only diagnose us based on the story that we tell them.
Mm.
And not everyone tells doctors the truth when we go. Not intentionally, but sometimes we don't know what the truth is. Because most people stay home in agony for so long, so by the time you get there, you kind of don't remember where the problem started. So you keep going and going back, and they're trying to piece the puzzle together. And a lot of times, you know, they had an old saying in Jamaica that it's not the same day that the leaf falls in the pond that it rots. And that's a powerful thing. It's just now that
is.
I'm getting more mature in life, I really understand what that means. And it's the same thing with our health. If we don't begin to take care of the gut early, we are not going to be able to maintain that. So I'm so glad you're taking this time to educate and inform us. I want to take this opportunity to welcome guest 11558 to the chat. Thank you for stopping by. Grab your pens and paper and your favorite beverage, because Linda Goldsmith is about to rock your world. Continue, Linda.
All right. Well, I think you just inspired me in that when your life begins, I'm finding that when I got pregnant, that I had, I was very sick through my pregnancy. And what's interesting is that through this whole journey of 8 years of consciously trying to figure out our health issues, I can look back, and I can even go back to birth and through childhood and see the effects of my health, and that things don't all of a sudden happen. There were things that started when I was young, and then through different exposures that would be through things that affect your health. And body, mind, spirit is all connected. So it's not something in our life that we can just isolate one thing and say that it's the cause. Moldy house for us was the straw that broke the camel's back that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
But there were other pieces that led up to it. And what that takes us to is the word candida.
Mm-hmm.
And I can start talking about more technical types of terms,
mm-hmm.
and definitions,
mm-hmm.
but that's one word that defines how the gut and the body has an imbalance of fungal and bacterial growth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a moldy house is the overgrowth of fungus and bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And from working in an old house built in the 1800s with stone foundations,
mm-hmm.
my body's always been sensitive to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I was in high school and I moved from the Corning, Elmira area in New York State, where the river flooded, I went down, signed papers, and helped dig mud out of a flood area, out of a nursing
wow.
home, out of a
wow.
funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that that was the first, well, maybe the second major exposure to mold in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That creates a healthy gut, because what you eat affects your gut. What
mm-hmm.
you breathe affects your gut.
Mm-hmm.
What you think affects your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the whole body, it's all connected.
That's right. That's right. No, Linda, you mentioned about candida. What are some of the signs and symptoms that you and your family was experiencing?
Well, we experienced chronic fatigue, irritability, intolerance, short-term memory loss, depression, skin rashes.
Thank you.
Black eyes.
And
getting stuck is what I call it.
Yes.
And kids can especially see it in children because they just get stuck. They can't function. They can't. The slightest thing sets them off into a tailspin. And they might just curl up and withdraw. Every human body reacts differently because
That's
each
right.
of us is unique.
That's right. You know, Linda, what you just mentioned, and I don't think you mentioned any symptoms or signs, that we are all not so familiar with. The things that you just mentioned are oftentimes categorized as you are lazy, get up, you slouch, go do something. And
Exactly. We
label and we always prejudge people. And we need to begin to pay more keen attention. We need to keep our awareness antennas elevated every time. Because these things are not always what we think they are. And how would we know unless we are educated and conscious consumers? And when I say educated, I'm not talking about academic education. I'm talking about taking human responsibilities to be in charge of our surroundings and our environment. I think I mentioned to you, Linda, about a friend of mine who is an eating well coach who now resides in Jamaica. And I was telling her that you were going to be on the show tonight. And I hope she will calling or listen or something. And she was just so passionate about the work you're doing because she herself has put in 14 years research into finding out about the things that was affecting and eliminating members of her family over certain periods of time. And she came up with similar results from the research she did, which has allowed her to change her and her family's lifestyle drastically. Drastically. So I want to thank you and Donna Glave for the work that you do.
So I would love to meet Donna one day.
Yes, I will be sure. You know, she's in Jamaica now, but I will be sure to do the introduction because I know you both will add magnificent value to each other's vision and purpose. So, I know, and I use Donna as an example. I know when she started to mention some of the things that she found out, people said, "Oh, please, Donna. Oh, that's been around for how long? You can't change nothing. You crazy? Oh, you this, you that, you the other." What were some of the feedback you heard when you begin to make the research available to others, the information be known, what you found, you were talking about it. What were some of the feedback you got?
It wasn't received openly. And it's because it's not common knowledge.
Yes.
But once you get to a place where you understand it, it's very clear. And so getting from that transition from being very sick to being very healthy, it makes it very clear what the path is and what the causes were. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's become such a strong passion of mine until
yes.
the day I die.
Yes.
Is to share the struggle, because it doesn't need to be a struggle.
Exactly.
And what causes the struggle is that it is not common knowledge. The mm-hmm. medical profession is not educated in mold and indoor air quality. And
that's
the
right.
issue of and concerns of indoor air quality have been around for about 30 years. So it's a very new science.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's also a problem that is very expensive.
That's right.
It
that's
starts
right.
with testing. And the
mm-hmm.
testing is a brand new science. It is not accurate. And that every human body reacts differently to the same environment.
Yes, I'm
and
rightfully
so. And when you do
so.
Science, they
mm-hmm.
look for the same results from a group of people, and
mm-hmm.
that doesn't happen.
That's right. Because, you know, our doctors and our health, our traditional health community, they are trained and programmed and expected to work alongside pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not hitting them, but, you know, a lot of the researches that are done out there are funded through pharmaceutical companies. And this is why we are responsible for us and our family. So it takes people like Donna Glave, it takes people like Linda Goldsmith, who will go out there, and Pam Pinto, and all those people who will go out there and said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I want to make a difference. Because, you know, a lot of people sit around to wait on somebody else to do it. You ladies are not sitting around. You ladies are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You are beginning the legacy, and what happens when you all transition is going to be dependent on those that are left behind. But you are beginning to live what is going to give us a better quality of life.
And what happens is with science, once you start to go into researching it and identifying problems in the scientific way,
mm-hmm.
is that it becomes very isolated and very minuscule, and
yes.
that you get so pigeonholed into such a small area that the understanding is really in the big picture.
That's right. That's right.
Because
that's right.
It's the entire body. It's not just one piece.
Exactly. Exactly. You know that I don't remember who is the author of it, but there's a popular poster that has been around for many years that mention about how much each part of our body is dependent on the other.
Mm.
And when one part of our body is not working, it affects the other.
Yeah.
The little toe is dependent on the thumb, and it goes around to show us that. When we think about a healthy body, we need to think in totality. When we think about a wealthy body, we need to think about mind, spirit, soul, body. When we think about a successful body, we need to think in totality. We cannot isolate and think about our finances and our spirituality, and we ignore other part. It is one big package.
Yes.
One big package.
And the reason also that I would love to connect with your friend Donna is that in the beginning stages, I was focused on mold because that's what made us sick.
Mm-hmm.
And focused on trying to get to a place where I could function and to get to a healthy home, because we were homeless for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
We had no place to live. And it was a gradual evolution to find a healthy building that we could live in because I was so sensitized. But in the path to health, I didn't want to stay focused on the bacteria and aspergillus and all the different names and the science of molds,
mm-hmm.
because my focus, I wanted to be on health,
mm-hmm.
because I had to get to a healthy place and my kids had to get to a healthy place.
Mm-hmm.
And that food, as your friend Donna focuses on,
mm-hmm.
food, you can heal yourself of anything,
mm-hmm.
but it's knowing the right foods.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a very good diet to begin with, mm-hmm. but it was still an even better diet mm-hmm. that would not encourage the growth, fungal growth in our system, which is mm-hmm. called candida.
Mm-hmm.
And so that eliminates glutens and it eliminates sugars.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and it
mm-hmm.
stays with vegetables and proteins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it also is, if you've taken one antibiotic or steroids,
mm-hmm.
it affects the balance, the bacterial fungal balance in your system.
Mm-hmm.
And that is candida.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so taking probiotics, which is good bacteria,
mm-hmm.
builds up the good bacteria in your body that makes your body function that's been
mm-hmm.
killed from the antibiotics.
Linda, I just want to interject here.
Mm.
Donna does both. She's a eating well and a living well coach, because all the things you are now speaking about is exactly what she's doing, and that's the reason why she's down in Jamaica, because she's now working on just the type of living environment that you just mentioned. And I know God makes no mistake. What a meeting that's going to be between you. It's going to be like the minds of the geniuses getting together. It's amazing. As a matter of fact, I think I need to have you both on a show together. And, and that's down in the future. But let's continue, because I mean, this quality information, we can have three segments and not scratch the surface. I
mm-hmm.
want to remind the people in the chat room and the people who are listening live, please call in. Don't wait for the end. Call in 646-915-8166. And I'm in conversation with Linda Goldsmith. Yes, Linda. So you mentioned about all the things you were doing to get a healthy living environment for your children. And we spoke about a few minutes ago, how your research was received and all of that when we look at the general public. But let's talk about your immediate family. You have children, you have a husband. How did they receive your newly acquired knowledge and information?
Well, children don't really understand. What they're experiencing is their norm, and they feel that that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that when my daughter was laying on her desk at school for the day,
mm-hmm.
and when she was irritable and angry, and it wasn't her temperament,
mm-hmm.
and I also, and my husband was not, he's not a problem solver,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't like to address problems
mm-hmm.
or see them.
Mm-hmm. Like all the men in the world.
Well, see, that's what I have to learn, too, whether it's just mine or all of them.
All my male friends are going to be throwing darts at me, but anyway, we love you guys very much. Yeah.
We do love them, and they're part of the our balance in life.
Yes,
but whether it's the woman's role to be the nurturer
to
really focus on...
Well.
Pardon?
We do that so well. Nobody's mm-hmm. going to want to take this away from us. We are nurturers. We do that so well.
Yes, but it's a very hard job.
Yes.
Especially when people are sick.
And especially when women... We ourselves need that healing and that nurturing, and we keep giving without getting back. And this is why, you know, in my type of work that I do, I help women to understand that unless you're experiencing an overflow, you are in no position to give. And that's a whole new show for another time.
Mm.
So let's continue here.
Well, I think also to summarize it is that I was very alone
mm-hmm.
and I was very scared and I was sinking and I couldn't come up for air because I didn't know which way was up.
Wow. Ooh, that is powerful. That's
and so
powerful.
I first went to the medical field,
mm-hmm.
and we did do the celiac route,
mm-hmm.
saying it's gluten intolerance,
mm-hmm.
blood work from children and myself,
mm.
eating gluten, which made me very sick and very depressed,
mm.
and then you finally go to the endocrinologist when it takes 3 months to get an appointment, and they look at the results and they say that you didn't eat enough gluten, so these tests are no good.
Mm-hmm.
And they say we can do a genetic test to find out whether it's in your genes to have celiac. And to me, I said, I don't need somebody to tell me that I have the genes. I want somebody to tell me how I can get better.
That's
I don't
right.
want somebody to tell me that this is why you're sick and you're going to stay sick. I didn't need to know, have that information.
That's right.
You want so to that's know when I continued in the alternative health field.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
even naturopaths didn't understand the effects of mold,
mm-hmm.
the ones that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And I sing in a chorus, and there was a woman in that chorus that does zero balance. It's a type of energy, a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to her because when you're at a point you have no place to turn, you'll try anything.
They say a drowning man grabs off the straw.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that straw is what started my path to finding which way to go up and to mm-hmm. find breath.
Wonderful.
And I've become more alternative in the approaches that have healed us and made us better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mm-hmm. only through our own life experience.
Yes. And it's because of your passion that you can be on this show to this evening. You know, I was laughing on my way home the other night because your husband looked at us in this dialogue and he lovingly said, Daphne, don't get her started. Because she's going to be going for the rest of the night. And, you know, I saw so much passion in you, and I said, the rest of the world need to hear that. Because too many people are dying who could still be around. And we are dying because of the lack of knowledge. And in order for us to make intelligent choices, we got to know what's out there in order to make those choices. So again, I thank you, Linda, for what you are doing. Mm-hmm. So you found out now what end was up and what you needed to do. So I guess you breathe a breath of relief and say, oh, I'm so thankful. Now somebody know I'm really not crazy because here I have this information. It's here. I found it. I put my finger on the pulse. That's how you felt? Was like an aha moment when you really got some affirmation?
It wasn't that fast.
Mm.
It's still gradual because it takes years to make the body sick and it takes years to make the body well.
That's right.
But the aha moment was when I went to the endocrinologist and I went on the internet and I found the website candidafree.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that site listed all my symptoms. Oh, my gosh, it's the first time I ever read anything that understood me.
Wow.
And I emailed questions, and he responded the exact same way I would have, which
wow.
is the first time anyone understood me.
Wow.
And I bought the probiotic product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the first day I took it, my brain fog cleared.
Wow.
Because when you have candida, your brain, you just can't think clearly, and that's why they call it brain fog.
Mm.
And you can't get out of yourself. You can't
wow.
get out in the world. You're just kind of contained in this little shell.
In your little glass bubble, huh?
In your glass bubble. And people, for me to describe it, only those that have experienced it can truly understand it, but those are the people that I want to reach anyway.
Exactly, because those alongside you are the ones that's going to make impact in this and turn this around.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's one more person understand and can relate to to what you're saying, your job is done, because that one will tell one more and one more and one more.
Yeah.
And this is how it snowballs.
Through this journey, I found that because I'm a big picture person, is that I found that mold exposure, candida, celiac disease, and Lyme disease, they all have similar symptoms.
Mm.
And I think also why Lyme is in there as well is because it's really a bacterial, fungal, yeast overgrowth. And yeast and molds and bacteria all morph into each other.
Mm.
And they're always changing, and they move to different parts of your body.
Mm.
So that one week or month you might have symptoms in your head, the next symptom you might have it in your joints, the next symptoms you might have it on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's always changing. And so that's where people might think that it's gone away, but it's actually changed. Form.
It's just change form and change route and everything. And without the right information, you really wouldn't know what's taking place.
No.
My heaven.
Because you need to get to the cause of it.
Exactly.
And the medical field, they treat just the symptoms. And the symptoms change, so they'll think that they took care of the problem.
You know, Linda, you know... Last night I was at Mount Sinai Hospital with a very close friend of mine, and I said the same thing to him. You know, he said they gave him the medication and the pain is gone, and I said, I'm kind of happy for that, but I want them to find the cause of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be happy until they find the cause of the pain. I don't want the pain to go away based on the medication.
Right.
I want to remove the cause, and the pain will go. And, you know, he was in agreement with what I was saying. And this is what, that's the kind of awareness we as a people need to have.
Mm-hmm.
Question things. Don't just say yes, but question the alternative and know what's best for us.
And I think always, just as a general rule, is people, Dr. Oz has his TV show, and it's reaching many people.
Mm-hmm.
And what he says is that all disease comes from the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And the gut is where your immune system is.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have an autoimmune disease, it comes from your gut, and you can start by healing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's through food and good bacteria and eliminating sugars.
Mm-hmm.
They say the white sugars and anything that's refined. And I don't eat any processed foods because there are a lot of chemicals in them. And mold exposure, you also have, it's called multiple chemical sensitivities. So that you react more than the average person when you're eating any chemicals that are in your foods. And also, when you do research on the foods, is that there's so much petroleum in our food because petroleum is used as fertilizers, as pesticides. And then also, when it says natural flavoring, they at times use alcohol to withdraw flavors. And they also use petroleum products to withdraw flavors to put in your foods. Now, all of that processing, they don't, and the materials they use to process it, they don't list on the ingredients. But it's in your food.
You know, one of the first things Donna told me when I met her is that, Daphne, begin to read your labels more, and you see something on it that you can't pronounce, it's not for you. And that is so true. You know, we need to be more educated, and, you know, anything you can't read and know what it is, don't swallow it. Don't swallow it. You know, I have a strong inclination to ask you, Linda, whether or not you would be willing to do a part two to this conversation next Sunday, because I know you have a lot more information that we are not going to be able to scratch the surface. Today, would you be open to coming back and doing a part two next Sunday?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay, so we are letting the listeners know now. Let everybody know, because we are going to continue this conversation next Sunday. We are going to be going for 2 hours, and where we can accommodate you, the listeners, because this is powerful. You know, I love you, my listeners, wherever you are over the world, and I want you to live a long life so we can all change and transform this world. So I want to thank you, Linda, for agreeing to do that. So let's continue now, so we don't really have to jam everything into the next 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. We know we are coming back with part two, and I'm just going to go ahead and post that when we are finished here. So we can go timely into whatever time we have left, because there's a lot you're doing which I need people to know about.
Mm.
So, yes, continue the conversation you were talking about.
Well, I was talking about the foods and refined foods and processed foods, and that I've really grown to come to a place where to change your diet, which the American diet is not a healthy one,
mm-hmm.
and that you'll also find that your body reacts to things that are more toxic than you are.
Mm-hmm.
So what I find fascinating is people that are from the islands or South America or Africa,
mm-hmm.
or the Middle East, is they have a lot of diets that they eat from the earth.
That's right.
And when I say that, when they eat from the earth, it means that they're not processed.
That's right.
They eat the raw fruits, they eat the raw vegetables, and they eat the raw meats.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself has wonderful flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it has all the nutrients and vitamins that our bodies need.
Mm-hmm. You know, Linda,
I
did not realize I grew up on organic foods, because my father was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And we ate close to the ground.
Everything,
you know, go out raw milk. I remember going out with my father to milk the goats and the cows, and I was drinking that milk. He pulled it out of the udder, and I was drinking it. Little did I know the value. It's now that I am more conscious of my health habits. I'm looking and I say, thank God, my base is solid.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up, I have an organic base.
Mm-hmm. But what I've found is that people who have grown up on a healthy diet,
mm-hmm.
and at any time, once that changes, once they switch over to the hamburger and French fries, the sodas, that their bodies, in turn, even with good air quality,
mm-hmm.
can turn the body chemistry to feed and create a candida in it.
Mm.
And what feeds that candida is a very acidic environment in your body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Alkaline versus acid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, acid can be created by drugs, create acidity in your system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to feed the bacterial imbalance and fungal imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
And breads, glutens, okay, that's Dunkin' Donuts. That's
mm-hmm.
all the fast food restaurants, that breads are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And it has increased in the last 50, especially in the last 30 years of the American diet. It is
mm-hmm.
primarily bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every child's favorite food is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
many kids eat Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And I don't the kids alone, and adults too, you know?
Now, the kids, when they go to elementary school, and they're, let's say, they're low income, and they get a free breakfast at school,
mm-hmm.
they get French toast,
mm-hmm.
bread, and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americans think that we're doing them a favor.
No, we are
We're
not.
Providing them with cheap food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look in Russia, when the children went to school in Russia, they got kefir to drink.
Mm.
Kefir is a probiotic drink. It's good
wow.
bacteria. It makes your body function. When you have a healthy gut, you have a smart brain. They go together.
That is powerful right there. That is powerful right there. And we need to begin to show more interest in the lives, especially of our children. And, you know, a lot of families in today's world, we are not including children in money conversation. And as I listened to you too, I said, we are not including them in health and healthy alternatives. You know, I coordinate the Friend Student Program. And in the past 2 years, Linda, one of the things that I've been noticing more in the home visits that I do, they are teenagers who have made the decision to eliminate meat out of their diets, and they are really eating healthy. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, a lot of these teenagers are the only ones in their family. And I applaud them, because I tell them, I said, the turnaround in your family is going to be brought by you. So for teenagers who understand the importance of doing that, it's speaking volume for them, because it's going to help them more when they get into college. And I honestly don't think when they go to college, they're going to switch and go back over. So they're going to find out that they're going to have sharper brains. The grades are going to be better. Everything is going to be better because they change the way that they're treating their temple, their bodies.
Mm-hmm. But also, as we know, everything is all connected.
Oh,
so
yes.
You can be eating very healthy food, like we were living in the moldy house.
Mm-hmm.
We raised our own pigs,
mm-hmm.
and we raised our own chickens and had our own eggs. That I've heard children who go to college, a lot of those buildings do not have good air quality.
Mm-hmm.
So you are what you eat, you are what you breathe, you are what you think.
We are our
Everything
environment.
Everything affects your health.
Yeah, we are our environment. You know, you look at each and every one of us, and you are looking at our environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's part of who we are. And it goes back to what I said at the top of the hour about us knowing what we are about and what's good for us and maintaining and supporting that.
Mm.
It's hard work. Because, you know, this
very
is something
hard work, especially being a mother raising children.
Children, exactly. Because one of the things I hear from people often when we get into this conversation about living right, eating right, and all of that, eating right, they'll tell you, oh, but it is so expensive. And I say, but it's not as expensive as the prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard work. And I say, life is hard work. But if you want a quality of life, you have to put the time in.
Mm-hmm. Now, also a key to eating
mm-hmm.
is that your body, you will crave what your body is made of.
Yes.
And so if you are made of donuts and hamburgers, your body will crave that.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes 3 months for your body to eat healthy food. And after those 3 months, your body will start craving the healthy food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it actually improves your taste so that things actually taste better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it gets to a point where you don't want to eat the foods that used to make you sick. And it goes back to that rule that I mentioned earlier, that what is more toxic, you will react to what's more toxic than you are.
That's right. That's right.
So once you're healthier with your food and you start to eat, maybe you're out with friends and you have pizza,
mm-hmm.
you won't feel very good and you'll see a big difference.
I tell you.
That also happens with people who, because we have friends that moved from Colombia,
uh-huh.
South America,
uh-huh.
to Canton, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gotten very sick and they have the candida symptoms. And they don't realize that just their diet alone can create that illness in them.
You are so right, Linda, because personally, I love stories. What you're saying now about the things you no longer eat and everything, when I am around those things, honestly, I'm not exaggerating, I begin to get nauseous just by looking at it. I don't have to try to put it on my plate or bring it close to my mouth. Just the sight of it gets me nauseous. And I know that's a good thing. But, you know, I live alone. So I don't have to worry about my family not liking this and my family not doing that. I do that for me. And as we mentioned about, you know, mothers raising children and all of that, that's when it begins to get challenged, when you have a family. So it's baby step. It's a process.
Yes. The key is to take one step at a time. And just to eliminate soda out of your diet is a start.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, I this lady was saying, "Oh no, water tastes bad. It's not for me." I said, "But if you want to live life, live a longer life, and you want to have a life full of vitality and energy, you need to get some water on the inside." And you look at people, and it's amazing when you become more aware. It's like when you buy a car. I don't know if you ever have that experience, Linda. You went to the car dealership. And you look around the lot and you say, well, this is the car I'm going home with, whatever the car is, okay? And you drive the car home and tomorrow morning you're on the highway going to work. And every car that is in two lanes beside you and before you is the one you're driving. Now you're thinking, I never saw this car before I went on the lot. And it's the same thing when,
very good
when
example.
You begin, yes, when you begin to do better in your eating habits and what you put in and your lifestyle you live and all of that, everything that is out of sync around you, you become so aware of it. And I think it's like it pushes your alertness buzzer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether you experience that.
I have. And I do all the time now.
Yes.
Because one example is that I'm taking a course at Naugatuck Valley Community College.
Yes.
And it was raining, Friday, raining, snowing.
Snow, yeah.
And in that classroom, we first walked in, and there was a woman who said, "Does anybody have an aspirin? I'm starting to get a migraine."
Oh, Jesus.
Then we went downstairs to the next floor, and we went into the classroom, and that was an older woman. A younger woman said, "I'm starting to get a headache, and I can't concentrate." And the teacher kind of brushed her off, thinking that it was an excuse not to study. And then I started feeling a little nauseous. And I said, I spoke to the girl, and I said it's air quality. I said it's not good in here. And then we went upstairs, and another woman was going to finish taking a test, and she said, "I can't finish taking the test because I'm not thinking clearly. I'm not with it right
Wow.
now."
Wow.
And I spoke to the professor and I said, "How are you feeling?" I said, "These are all air quality symptoms." And I started talking to him and explaining to him about indoor air quality and my experiences in schools and problems. And he started sharing issues because he taught in a middle school and shared health stories. And he said, "I have never talked to anybody who put
Understood.
It in terms of air quality."
Wow.
And to me, it's like you driving down the highway in a new car.
Right.
That I see it very clearly.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I know what the problem is, and I know what the solution, I know what some of the solutions are. And the bottom line is you cannot exist in that environment.
That's right.
And be healthy.
But a lot of people, I think, Linda, they become satisfied with it because no one else is aware of what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Even that teacher, I'm sure over the years, he too probably are going through a lot of things. But who is going to listen to me, you know?
Yeah.
This person just didn't study for the test, and that's why they're trying to find a reason to complain.
Now, I asked him, I said, are you feeling any symptoms? And he said, no. And he was talking about antibodies. It must be that he's built up antibodies for it. And
my
later,
God, yes.
I thought more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's very similar to teachers. Their first year of teaching, they're always sick. And they say it takes about a year or two.
Put me together.
And you won't get sick anymore.
My God.
And what that is it's just like all life has a balance.
Yes.
And that once the air outside that you breathe in your classroom mm-hmm. is equal to the bacterial fungal growth in your body, then you do not react to it.
That's right. That's right.
If you are not healthier than your environment, then mm-hmm. you won't react. And
that's
so
right.
That's where when I go back to him, I will give him some literature and I'll explain
mm-hmm.
that to him.
Yes,
that he has been a teacher in air quality that's been poor for so long that
mm-hmm.
his body doesn't react to it anymore.
Anymore. But, you know, the amazing thing is that it's not too late.
Mm.
He can start right now to make a difference in the quality of his life. It's not going to be in a fortnight. It's not going to be in a month. But the sure thing is, so long as you are persistent and committed to this new way, you will bring about the change that you deserve and that your body and the lifestyle and the environment you deserve. I want to remind you, Linda, I made a wrong announcement. We are on until 8:30, not 8. So we have another 28 minutes callers. So I'm sorry I scare you. Call
oh,
it,
no.
But she's still, Linda is still going to be back for part two next week. And we are going to go into, we heard her mention about probiotics. We're going to talk about that, how the common person can begin to include that. We're going to talk about some of the simple steps you can take towards your eating and all of that stuff. But remember, I thank you, guest 6725, for joining us, and I'm in conversation with Linda Goldsmith. You can always catch the beginning of our dialogue on the archive. And just tweet and call people and let them join us for the next 20 minutes. 646-915-8166 is the number that you can call to voice your concerns. If any of the things that Linda mentioned earlier on, if you are a victim of that and you want to call us and share that, we welcome it. We want to hear from you. If you know anybody who is encountering any of those things, we want to hear from you. So again, 646-915-8166. And so let's go back, Linda. Is there anything else you wanted to say about
yes.
the last thought you shared?
Yes, I would.
Yes.
And what I'd like to add is that once you have that knowledge, you can make healthy choices.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that they're easy.
That's right.
And I was looking into the teaching profession, and I was a permanent sub teaching in an elementary school for 5 months. And I had an $800 air purifier in my classroom because that first week of school, I looked at the students in my classroom and I said, these students have similar symptoms that I used to have.
Wow.
And as I continued working there for the 5 months, I watched my old symptoms come back.
My God.
And 1 month before the end of school, I put in a letter of resignation because I would not subject my body
to go
to
back
that environment any longer. And I also took steps to educate the teachers that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, there also was a company that was hired,
mm-hmm.
UConn,
mm-hmm.
was hired to do an assessment to the air quality.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody came to the meetings. And they didn't have enough money to do a thorough study.
Wow.
They did a verbal survey. And even if they came to a point of saying these steps need to be taken, they have no money.
Yes, it's always the things that are beneficial to our well-being, then there is never money to do that. Let me piggyback on the air purifier, $800 unit. Who funded that?
Me.
That's what I thought.
Everything I've done has been my money. And I feel fortunate in that I was single for 20 years, and I'm a saver. And I don't need much to live.
Yes.
And I can be happy doing things that are free, like hiking in the woods.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
Cross-country skiing once you have the
beautiful
skis.
No wonder you have that excellent physique that you have.
But I said either I'm going to die or I'm going to find quality of life.
Yes.
And I've done whatever it takes to find that quality of life.
Yes, 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 yes.
And I'm fortunate that I did save money to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's also a situation where it's worth going in debt to a certain point because you have no quality of life.
Yeah, because people go in debt for everything else.
It.
That's right. We go in debt for everything else. So why not go in debt to preserve the quality of our lives so that we can really get to earn the money to pay the debt back, you know? Because we earn in debt for medication and all the other stuff we do. So why not just enhance the quality of our lives?
Yeah.
Can we fast forward into probiotics?
Sure.
How does one begin the regime on that? And that's a foreign word for a lot of people. They have no idea. This was the first time they were hearing about it this evening from Linda Gold-Simmons.
All right.
Tell us how we begin. And thank you, my sister, for getting me started on that.
Yes, you're welcome. Probiotics, you can walk into your health food store, typically to the refrigerator section.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the different bottles that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually took a product called 3-Lac, so it's 3-lactose bacillus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's three different strands of bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll find that when you go to the store that they have, you know, hundreds or thousands of different strands that are in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the key ingredient is that they need to be the type that can get through your acidic stomach to get to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And that often in that product, there's also other flora that will help feed that bacteria once it gets to your gut
mm-hmm.
so that it can create a foundation and thrive there.
Mm-hmm. 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 You know, Linda, growing up in Jamaica, West Indies, one of the rituals when I was growing up as a child is that every 3 months they would give us what was known as a washout. Do you have any idea what that is?
A cleanse.
And when I came here in this sophisticated environment and I heard people talking about colon cleanser and stomach lavage, I said, what's that? Then I found out, oh my heavens, that's what we used to get. As a child, we got the senna tea and a little black pill called the Indian root pill.
Huh.
And that's what they used to give us as children.
Yeah.
And you know something? As I listen to you and as I listen to Donna and all the other people who is really enhancing my knowledge in this arena, I found out that they were treating the quality of our gut.
Yeah.
Because they knew in their own little way that once you get, and they used to say, oh, you got to pass those worms out and those parasites. And I tell you, you'd be surprised to know in the feces, excuse me, I hope nobody's having dinner. When you look, you would see those little things moving around.
Yeah.
You know, so. People know about if you talk about, you know, in third world countries and in the islands you spoke about earlier on. Those are the things that we know.
What's fascinating is that those cultures have all those different techniques or things that they do that are part of their culture and how they live.
That's right.
And
that's
once
right.
you get to industrialized nations like ours, that we've forgotten about them, and the goal is money. Everything is based on making money. And the balance of life is not there anymore.
That's right. That's right.
And that it affects us spiritually, emotionally, and physically.
That's right.
In our culture. And so I love hearing stories of people that are like yourself that you just shared. Because it's just the foundation to a good life, and you already do it.
Exactly.
We have to do research and have scientists do studies and prove that there's a problem and then prove that it actually benefits. But it's been done for thousands of years and thousands of cultures.
And thousands and thousands of years. It's not new.
No.
This thing been around as we look back on the history of our ancestors. This has been around. There's nothing new, Linda. All we need to do is to get back to basics.
Yeah.
That's
and Donna Gates, who specializes in Candida, I highly recommend her website. It's called thebodyecologydiet.com. But she really promotes coconut probiotic and that it's simply from the coconut milk.
I was saying to my friend last night, you know what I saw in the stores? Because in Jamaica, we make our own coconut milk, and we make coconut rundown, and we make coconut custard, and we do coconut. We work that coconut, you know? And now I notice in the half a gallon boxes, there is coconut milk.
Yes, I just bought some for a friend who had part of her colon cut out. She had a colonoscopy. Yes.
And I mean, I am so authentically Jamaican, and it's about 6 weeks now I keep looking at the box, and I haven't bought it because I'm thinking, man, it ain't going to taste as good as I make my own.
No.
So I'll buy me some coconut and go make my own, you know? My friend Donna, she said to me yesterday, Daphne, I don't drink much water anymore. I drink coconut water. I said, Donna, just stop bragging. I said, there's no need to be bragging like you do. She said, yes, we buy over 2 dozen fresh coconut every week. I said, stop bragging.
And they say the young green ones are the best.
Yes, ma'am. Because that's what we call jelly coconut in Jamaica.
Huh.
When you go to Jamaica, honey, girlfriend, you are going to see the coconut stand, and you walk up and you buy a coconut. And they say, can I help you, miss? And they pull that coconut up and they just shave it and they carve it with that sharp machete, and they chop the top off, and you drink your coconut water, and they split it open, and you eat what we call the flesh. That's that soft part, the part that we use to make the milk. When the coconut is young and green, it's like jello where you can just eat it. So, hey, we know the real good stuff in Jamaica, girl. Don't mess with us. We are made good.
Yeah, I want to go down there and have some.
I tell you, we are made good, and that's one of the reasons why I know God want me to do this Empowerment Institute on an island somewhere, and I'm waiting on somebody to call me and tell me where the land is, because Father wants me to have this Empowerment Institute. It's going to be like a retreat center where people is going to come and get treated in totality for their spirit, mind, body. And everything he wants me to done through Whole Foods and everything like that. So God have a journey and a mission for me, Linda. So us meeting is not by accident. Because
I'm
going to be traveling to wherever that thing is to come and talk about what you do best, girlfriend.
Now, in Jamaica, they have coconuts. But here in Connecticut, we don't.
Yes, you have it in the supermarket. You talked about the jelly ones.
But also, we were talking about probiotics, and I was telling you about the health food store. Well, you can also make them yourself, and that's what I've gotten to.
Oh, tell me about that.
Because I'm also, I prefer to make things myself than to buy a man-made product.
I need to learn how to do my probiotics.
And another way to do it, if you don't have the coconuts, is that you can make it with cabbage. And cabbage is one of the best ways to make probiotics.
Well, I'll be coming for a visit for a demonstration.
And you can Google the word Rejuvelac.
Rejuvelac.
Because what that does is you take cabbage and you grind it up in your food processor.
Mm-hmm.
And you put water in with it,
mm-hmm.
certain ratio, and then you put it on your counter for 3 days, and you let it ferment. It's basically fermenting foods that grows the probiotic and the good bacteria that your body needs.
Well, thanks. You just saved me a couple of dollars.
And 100 years ago, that's where what I try to eat, is 100 years ago before the refrigerator,
wow.
people ate and made probiotics. They didn't call it that.
Nope. No, because we didn't know that name.
And they didn't call it cultured foods that you can buy in the health food store.
Yeah, and these fancy names came about, so back to that money word, so we can pay for it. You
right.
know, I don't know if you were the person I was telling. Oh, turmeric. I was telling somebody I was looking for fresh turmeric and everything, and they said, but why don't you get the dry one? I say, I have the dry one, but I need the fresh one. And you know, Linda, once you put out there what your needs are, your needs will be supplied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week I was in Brooklyn in a Chinese grocery store, and I stopped to get some fresh ginger. And I was ripping the bag off to put my ginger in. And just like I heard somebody whispered, look behind you. I immediately turned around. Do you know what was sitting right there behind me? A case of fresh turmeric.
Huh.
And although it was $5 a pound, I had to get me some. So... I'm so excited. Yes, since last week, I've been able to put some fresh turmeric in my juice and all of that. This is just such good information. Such good information.
Now, to take it to another dimension, it's also fascinating because all your knowledge keeps building.
Yes.
And that what I've learned about the human body, I took a course, or I went to a course at a class at a library.
Yes.
On organic farming?
Yes.
Now, what makes good crops is a healthy soil. And what makes a healthy soil is good bacteria in the soil.
Farmers tell you that. That's why they switch the crops that go on the farm different years. You know, if we listen to children more and to farmers more, we get a lot of good information. But we don't listen much. We do not listen much. Because what you are saying here, Linda, has been around for a decade. And we have just a short time here. And I want you to talk briefly about your take on eating raw. Going back, we mentioned about going back to basics, like our ancestors did. What are your insights there, and what are some discoveries that you have made?
Well, I do feed my family raw food, and it's not 100% raw.
No.
Often for breakfast, you know, I change things for just variety.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times when I will have, I will put fruits, vegetables, raw milk in a blender, and have that for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's making like a smoothie, huh?
Like a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's raw. Let's see. Donna Gates from the Body Ecology Diet will say that different stages that your body's at needs different things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a very sick gut, your body will not have the enzymes and the bacteria to be able to digest the raw food and get the nutrients out of it. And like my friend who just had the surgery, she had a colostomy. And so she has a very unhealthy gut right now. So her food needs to be cooked. And so the least amount cooked, but enough for her body to be able to get the most nutrients and vitamins out of the food. But as you get healthier and
then
stronger,
you
can eat more raw, and that raw can do really good things for your body. And it gives you a lot of energy. And they say that eating raw like that, that it is like drinking caffeine or coffee in the morning.
That's right.
It gives you even more of a jolt and more energy than coffee does.
That's right. And everybody look at me and they say, where you get your energy from? And, you know, and I, as you speak about that, I look back because now I'm an avid juicer, you know. And I just put anything I want in the thing. If I don't want to be chewing, I just pop it in my juicer. You know, I my friends, my friend Alicia, you know, she sometimes she say, oh, when she look on some of the things I'm drinking, and people say how it tastes, and I say I don't know, it's good for me.
See, when I first started juicing, I used it for maybe a week, and then I gave it to a friend, and the reason is that my body needed the fiber.
Because
when you have candida overgrowth, that you also often have hemorrhoids. And your body really needs the fiber.
But
and
I
if
tell
you don't have the fiber, then it aggravates your system.
Well, you know what I've been doing? I've been cheating. And I'm not going to call the name of the product because they're not sponsoring my show. But for those people who are watching late night TV, there is a little concocted machine there that you can use. And I, what I do, I put the fiber that from the juice that I made, and I put it in that little machine. It begins with a B word, but because they're not sponsoring my show, I'm not going to give them any plug here. And that is what grinds my fiber. So now my juice almost looks like a smoothie. It's not a smoothie with ice and all of that, but it's a smoothie with the fiber that's in there. And then I add my flax to that, and I put my, my colon cleanser to that. But, you know, Linda, we are down to a mere 6 minutes. I want
you... Well, see, you can also take that fiber, and you can put it in a dehydrator and make it into crackers.
Ooh, I got to go talk about that. You know, Linda, there's something we got to talk about. There's something you and I need to talk about, but not on the air. However,
yeah, okay.
We are down to 7 minutes, 6 minutes now. I'm going to ask Linda if she wants to give out her contact information. She could do it at this time, and then I'm going to ask her to just take 2 minutes and just briefly summarize our conversation today, because she's coming back next week for part two. And we know you're going to have a wonderful time. This is great information. This is going to be able to turn your life around and also the lives of your family. So if you have a contact information you would like to give out, Linda, you can do that now.
All right. Well, I also want to thank you very much, Daphne, because I've really enjoyed speaking with you, and I think we're very like-minded.
Yes.
And people can reach me if they have questions, if they want to add to and teach me, educate me. My number or my email address is L Goldsmith. That's GOLDSMITH design, DESIGN at sbcglobal.net. And I would really enjoy that communication.
Wonderful. So just summarize, take 2.5 minutes and to summarize our conversation.
That our body's health is based on what we eat, what we think, what we breathe, Mm-hmm. It's all connected, the body, mind, spirit, mm-hmm. and that we are the only ones that can truly understand what our cause is for our ill health,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that we have to take responsibility to figure out what that is.
Yes.
And to find out the path of health for us.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us is unique. And when we depend on the medical field to come up with all the answers,
mm-hmm.
they don't ask all the questions that are mm-hmm. needed.
That's right.
And their approach is just in one area.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many other areas
mm-hmm.
for health. And it's mm-hmm. similar to a computer, is if you need to type a letter,
mm-hmm.
that there are many different ways of doing that, different programs you can use,
mm-hmm.
different ways of writing, different styles.
Mm-hmm.
But they all will get to creating a letter. And the same thing toward health,
mm-hmm.
is there are many different avenues to create health.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, if you feel like you have no idea how to begin or where to go or where to look, that once you start taking steps, it will take you in the right direction. And
baby
ask
steps.
Questions, connect with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And there, that when even the medical field will say that you have this disease and that's it, that there are alternatives and you can
that's
become
right.
healthy again.
That's right. And know that you are not crazy, you know, because right now, if you go on the internet, you'll find people across the world that support what you're doing and what you believe in.
Yeah.
So it's no longer a thing that we only look in our immediate environment and community for help. It is out there, and the world is our playground when we look and using things virtually to get what we want. So
yeah, the internet has given us access
to everything. So Linda, I want to thank you, my new friend and colleague, for what you do and for the impact you are starting to make in the way we treat our gut. I look forward to seeing you next week for part two, when we are going to talk about more advanced things that you're doing, a book you're working on, and you know, you're becoming an alternative practitioner, and all those wonderful things. So we will be speaking and decide on the topic that we want to call part two. You can shoot me an email if you want me to have a more sexy topic, or if you want, I mean, sexy title, or if you want me to go along with what we're doing here, just let me know. Shoot me an email. So, again, my conversation this evening was with Linda Goldsmith, and what an amazing story. What a commitment to enhance human beings, the lifestyle, and the way we treat ourselves. Continue doing God's work, Linda. And I look forward to our conversation next Sunday. And for those of you who joined us this evening, whether in the chat room, on the archive, or listening live on the internet, we appreciate each and every one of you. So make sure you begin to love and treat your gut more affectionately, because that will depend on the quality of life that you have. I want you to remember that you were created with a destiny, and do not allow anyone or anything to take you off of this path. I will see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Again, this is Dynamic Daphne saying, enjoy the evening. And for my friend Olivine and the rest of the family, know that we love you, my sister, and that Joelle is in a better place. Stay blessed, everyone.
place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Amazing. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. Oh, God is good. God is so good. Because I listen to you talk about all these recipes, and you know I'm working on a cookbook called Cooking with Daphne and Friends. But as you mentioned about what we can do with the fiber and things, I think you and I need to sit down and get a cookbook together for this part of it, which is going to be different. We talk about how we do the process, get it published and do that. I think we need to sit and talk about that. So, wonderful. I know. I worked in that on that site for many years. I think the first 5 or 6 classes that was done there, I was the facilitator. So trust me, I know the foods that come there. But yeah, I think we need to talk about that. You know, I know it's in your book and everything. Yeah, and you know, we can put all the Jamaican stuff in there. Yeah, we need to sit down and talk. We need to sit down and talk, and it's, you know, it's such a blessing that we have met, and I want to thank you for that. And so we see what God have in store for us. So I'll see you next week. What do you think we should call next week's segment? Yeah, so let's talk about it, and we're going to call it the same thing, Healthy Gut Part. Yeah, Healthy Gut Part 2. All right, my friend. Huh? Yes, yes, yes. Amazing, amazing. All right, so next Sunday is the 10th. And would you be open to staying for 2 hours? Okay. Huh? All right. Wonderful. And because what we're going to do, you remember the lady that told you about the olive oil? When you see her this week, give her the link and the phone number and encourage her to call in, because we would love for her to share her experiences growing up in her country, where her mother, and I know I can probably have her on the show another time, but I would love her to call in, because we're going to talk about alternatives and all of that, and for her to talk about what she did as a child growing up. Yeah, because I was told, Alicia told me that there's a lot of great things she does as well. So, but I would love to include her in the dialogue next week, just to stimulate and get people calling, because a lot of times people are shy to call in because they say, oh, no, that's something I did in my country. I don't want nobody to talk about that. But they need to know. All right. So thanks again, and I will talk with you during the week. Thank you, Linda. Bye-bye. Azzy, I need to just rest a little bit. I'm very tired, so I guess I leave in time to get you there. Okay? Do you have anything you have to do before you go to work? I mean, yes, I am. I said I just need to rest a little before I leave because I'm tired. Okay?
Bad.
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm hearing you say you're tired.
Right, so I said, I'm going to rest. I leave and get you home in time to go to work. So I have to go to the dentist at 8 o'clock too. So I got to get you to New Haven and get home. You have to go to the dentist. But I don't want to be driving when I'm tired. So I'm going to rest a little bit more. Because I didn't sleep last night. I was at the hospital all night. So, all right? Okay.
You had to stay in there on the reach from the town. The meeting.
Oh, yeah, you could have taken the train. You can go on the train.
Right.
You.
I reach for what time tonight?
Oh, I don't know. But if you go and complain, part two part two. Part two discussion.
Me had a good show. Oh, Lord.
You can't ask me to see. You can't ask me to see. You can't ask me to see. You can't ask
me to see.
Come in and help you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
discussion on IMPORTA, the importance. I'm cut in a minute. Yeah, I am. Let me just do this. The importance of discussion on the importance of a healthy. I have my stuff in there that I'm going to eat. Give me a call, please. Thanks. Bye. All right, Linda. On Linda Goldsmith, part two. Discussion on the importance of a healthy gut. All right, you can go ahead, Olivine. Go ahead, I'll finish it when I get home.